All right, here we go.
Football time.
Football, football. You have a cheer for us?
No, I don't. I'm not a cheerleader.
You were never a cheerleader?
No, absolutely not.
I don't mean I was on the
bowling team.
Were you?
I was not cool.
Maybe we should do a bowling podcast.
I don't even know if we can do that. I wasn't good. I was just on the JV bowling team.
But you know what? It would make for great sound effects. You know.
We're just
striking pins. That would be it.
Good times.
You say, hey, good split, good spare.
Did you use the gutter bumpers or you were okay?
No, we actually had bowling matches.
Oh, okay.
I got to leave French class early.
Did you bowl under the legs or did you actually spin the ball?
No, I was actually, improved
a lot. I'm just trying
to
get every bowling.
Rich is grilling me today.
That's right.
All right, so it's Pigskin Picks. It's our weekly pro football pick'ems tournament conversation on Mix 99.5 WJBR. Mix 99.5WJBR.com is where you can get your weekly picks in for a chance to win a $100 gift card to Toscana Restaurant. And then you're eligible for the grand prize, one of Jesse's designer purses and $200.
Ooh.
I like you said it was her designer purse. That was nice of you.
I'm giving it to you.
Nice thing about this is that you can just jump in at any time. So even if you have not done for the last 4 or 5 weeks or however long the season's been so far, you can still jump in and participate and still be a winner. So
exactly.
That's cool.
And if you don't know anything about football, you can still play and it's still fun.
That's exactly right. And it's week 7 too, by the way. Can you believe that? It's week 7?
No.
Where is this time going?
Well, a week from now, it's going to be, 2 weeks from now, it's going to be Halloween.
And I'm turning the clocks back, too.
I know.
Oh. Yay, an extra hour of sleep.
And we digress. Okay, so football time. So we got week 7. The first game on the calendar is Thursday night. It's the Cardinals hosting the Broncos.
In the game of who cares?
Yes.
In the game of who cares?
2-4 and 1-5 are the records?
Yeah, the Broncos are on a 4-game losing streak, but that's why I think they're going to take the game.
I mean, a 4-game losing streak doesn't sound very promising to me, so I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Okay.
Well, the Cardinals are 1-5, so they got to be on a some game losing streak.
That's
here.
True, too.
So I think I actually think the Broncos might get their act together. The Cardinals are just pathetic, so no.
The first game on Sunday, it's a 9:30 game. I guess this game might be in London.
London,
yes. It's the Chargers hosting the Titans there in London. The Chargers are 4-2, and the Titans are 3-3. So there's no home field advantage here because they're over there in London, unless there's a lot of Charger fans over there. But I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Yeah, I like the Chargers in this one. I think the Titans have not been really challenged too much this year yet, so... Yeah, I think Chargers beat the Titans on this one.
Okay, you know what? I third that. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Atta girl.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, the second game on the Sunday calendar is the Jaguars hosting the Texans. The Jaguars are on a 2-game losing streak with a 3-3 record. The Texans are on a 3-game winning streak with a 3-3 record. Now, I originally was going to choose the Texans, and I decided, no, I'm going to go with the Jags.
And the reason being?
Because they're on a 2-game losing streak and they're home. I think it's time to turn the page.
Yeah, I think you're right. Although I really thought that they were for real this year. Their defense doesn't look as tough as I thought it was. The Texans does, but the Texans' offense is shaky. We'll say we'll go the Jaguars this week.
I was thinking the Jaguars, too.
For the exact same reasons, right?
For the exact same reason, and they're at home, and, you know, they deserve this.
All right, the next game on the calendar on Sunday is the Eagles hosting the Panthers.
Going with the Eagles.
I think the Eagles finally start to believe in themselves again. I think they were still in that Super Bowl coma. I think they've come out of it now. They've been spanked a couple of times, and I think they're back to playing Eagle football.
And Carson Wentz is finally getting his legs under him, and I think the team is gelling with him too. I agree. Next game, the Jets hosting the Vikings, and this is another one of those who cares games. Even though the Vikings are playing better this year, I'm going to go with them because I don't think the Jets have a chance here. But even though they're home, but it's one of those who cares games.
Jets had a really, impressive victory this past weekend though. So and the Jets are home. I'm not convinced that the Vikings are all that in a
bag of chips.
Yeah, bag of chips. Thank you. But I think the Jets at home might do it. So I'm going to go with them.
All right, Michael, I'm going with you. I'm going to say the Jets.
Okay.
I'm going with the bag of chips.
That sounds good.
There you go.
Next game is the Bears hosting the Patriots. The cheating Patriots. Sorry.
That's right. The cheating Patriots.
The Bears are 2-0 at home. And they're 3-2 on the season. Patriots are 4-2. I don't know what their away record is, but I'm going with the Bears.
Well, I have to tell you, I went. I was in New England this past weekend, so I was forced to watch the Patriots game on Sunday night. And they looked really impressive against the Chiefs. And even though the Chiefs kind of came back towards the end of that game, the Patriots found a way to win it. Brady's got a couple of his receivers back now. I think the Pats win.
I'm rooting for the Bears.
Thank you, Jesse.
I'm rooting for the Bears. I got you, Rich.
I'm rooting for the Bears, but I think the Patriots are going to win.
Well, it's all about what you put out there to the universe.
Is that what it is? Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's football for you.
All right, here's another who cares game. The Colts hosting the Bills.
Oh, let me see. Hang on a second. Do I have? Oh, I don't have a quarter.
I was going to say, you're going to flip a coin. Yeah,
exactly. More than anything else.
Pick a doublehead coin, and I'll pick heads. The Colts are 1-5. They need a home win, and the Bills are 2-4. So I'm going with the Colts.
I don't think the Bills travel well. I don't think they play well anyway, but I don't think the Bills travel well. So I think the Colts actually at home may win.
Yep, I'm rooting for the home team. I'm going to say the Colts.
It's the horseshoes, baby.
There you go.
All right, next game, the Buccaneers hosting the Browns.
That's a tough one.
Browns are bad on the road.
Browns are bad, period. But yeah, I think the Bucs at home. In fact, I think you'll see a big game from DeSean Jackson on that. Former Eagle, thank you very much.
I agree. Buccaneers,
I'm going with the Bucs.
Okay.
Dolphins hosting the Lions. What happened to the Dolphins? They started out really well, and they still got that home record, which 3-0 at home, which is going to play in their favor, I believe. But they were between them and the Chiefs. I mean, I think the Chiefs are a better team, but the Dolphins were a surprise starting out.
I know they were, and then they just kind of fell apart. I think they start to figure out what they've done wrong, and they get their act together, and they're playing Lions. So come on,
yeah, that's true. What do you like, Jess?
I'm going to go with the Dolphins. They're at home. They're in Miami. And, they're going to have a comeback.
It's warm.
That's right.
Yeah, they're going to have a comeback.
There you go.
The next game is the Ravens hosting the Saints.
Ooh.
Drew Brees is still trying to get that touchdown record, so I'm going to take the Saints.
I take the Ravens at home on this one. I think they'll play them tough. I think it'll be a really good game, but I think the Ravens will squeak one out.
I'm going with the Ravens. They're at home. They're local. Go Ravens.
Baltimore.
There you go. Redskins hosting the Cowboys.
Two of our favorite teams.
Cowboys and Indians going at it. This is another who cares game for a lot of reasons. The Redskins are 3-2. The Cowboys are 3-3. The Cowboys are 0-3 on the road. Well,
I would like to see the Cowboys lose. I'd always like to see the Cowboys lose. They were pretty impressive, but then again, they were home this last game. And the Redskins look pretty tough. I would say I would prefer to see the Redskins win, only because then that means the Cowboys lose. So that's where I'm going.
And fourth and one, and you punt on the 40. I mean, that's a bad decision.
Yeah.
Who do you like, Jess?
I'm going to go with the Redskins.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page with that one. All right, the 49ers. They lost a tough game last night. They're going to be hosting the Rams this week, and that's a 4 o'clock game or 4:25 kickoff. 49ers are 1-4, and the Rams are 3-3.
Rams are a tough team. Rams are a good football team, and I think that 3-3 record does not really reflect how good they really are. I think Rams take it away easy.
I'm going to go with the 49ers. I think they could have beat Green Bay last night. They lost a squeaker, so I think their momentum is going to carry them into this game.
I'm going with the Rams. Go Rams.
All right. Next game is the Chiefs hosting the Bengals. I think the Chiefs have lost their mojo. I think Bengals are going to upset the Chiefs.
Bengals, trying to think who they played last week. Because I watched part of that game. I'm trying to think. I did watch part of that game. And they looked fairly impressive, but they played the Steelers. Steelers won it, and at kind of a last minute deal. I think the Chiefs bounce back. I think Andy Reid will actually do something that will get the Chiefs back to the winning ways. And this new kid they've got as a quarterback is phenomenal.
What is he like? 4'2"?
Yeah, but he looks like he's like 10.
Yeah,
but the kid is phenomenal, and he's got Carson Wentz type moves. He sees the field. He avoids tackles. The kid's going to be a superstar, I think.
I agree with that, but I don't think they're going to win this game.
All right.
I'm torn, but I'm going to have to go with the Bengals.
All right. Yes. High five over there. Yes. All right. And then the Monday night game next week is the Falcons hosting the Giants. You know where I'm going.
Sure. You're going to go Giants.
Not with that 1-5 record. I'm not. No?
No.
I've given up.
That's so sad. You gave up on your team?
On the season.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Not on the team.
Fair enough.
On the road, Falcons need a win big time, and being at home, I say Matty Ice and the Falcons finally pull one out.
Yep, I agree.
I'm going with the Falcons.
All right, well, there you go. There are our picks, our pickskin picks for week 7. You can do the same. Get your picks in before the Thursday night game kickoff and qualify for that weekly prize at Toscana Restaurant gift card, $100 worth if you are the winner of the week. And then you get in that grand prize drawing at the end of the season for $200 and a designer bag from Jessie herself.
You're welcome.
Pickskin Picks at mix995wjbr.com. Good luck, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Go Birds!